Good morning. It's Monday Morning Detox, ready for a clear week of productivity and intention. This week, we're talking a little bit more about male-dominated workplaces. What happens when you are in a situation where you're outnumbered by the male perspective or the male way of doing things and how that might affect you. Both weeks have given you some insight as to what to look for and challenged you to increase your observation skills, be aware, and then start looking at what you might be doing that you didn't realize before. So early on, we did refer to situations where the strengths of men become dominated in the work environment and they may shut us down or they may not listen to us. And what we might want to do about those is a part of our discussion this week. When those negative traits surface, the male is not necessarily, I realize I'm talking about them as if they're this big blob thing in the room, but the male image might necessarily not know what's going on and that he's doing that. It tends to be something that's pretty natural for him. Well, we've all had to work up close and personal with males, or we've lived with them, and we know that it's not necessarily a conscientious intent that they have, but something that's pretty natural. And so how do you help move that forward in such a way that makes you more productive and brings forth the female skills without feeling like you're downtrodden by his? One of the examples I used was when you mention something in a meeting or in an interaction, and it seems to get maybe at the most a lukewarm reply. Then about 5 minutes later, a male brings up the exact same thing and it gets a round of applause or, oh yeah, great idea. That's happened to me a lot. I have tested that and I know that happens to other women. It's not unusual. It's a little bit humorous, but we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. And what do you do when it does? In Mika Brzezinski's book, Knowing Your Value, she interviewed several women. Most of these women were very influential, and one of them was Sheila Bair, the former director of the FDIC, who managed it through the financial crisis several years ago. She has been since named as one of the top leaders in the nation, and the way that she managed that effort was really commendable. It was really nice feather in her cap to have a woman of that stature doing such a good job through such a challenging time. But as she was being interviewed by Mika Brzezinski, she was asked, you know, have you ever been in a situation where you felt like being so isolated in a male-dominated work environment worked against you? And Mika specifically asked you, have you been in situations where you stated something you felt like you weren't listened to because you're a woman? Sheila said, yeah, I've oftentimes been in a room talking to men and I state some sort of idea or my input and it gets completely ignored. 5 minutes later, someone else around the table, a man, says virtually the exact same thing and everyone pays attention to it and gives it lots of nods and appreciation. So Mika asked her, what do you do when that happens? And Sheila Bair said, I tell those guys, hey, I just said that 5 minutes ago. I'm not going to put up with that shit. You guys better start listening to me. Although it was in their face, I really love the approach. It was natural for her, and obviously she had the authority to be able to say it. Sometimes that's what it takes, holding up a mirror and really figuratively shaking them by the shoulders and saying, listen, you guys are going down a completely wrong path. Or listen, you guys are so insulated with what's going on around you. You need to listen to those of us that are getting a good feel for the undercurrents here. Women have that capability, listening to undercurrents, developing others, creating inspiration, and men don't generally naturally do that. It behooves everyone to be able to insert our skills in such a way where it helps the environment balance. Situation this week where you might be faced with an imbalanced interaction between men and women, or you might just feel like you're not being heard. Consider what you can do to help make that change. Identify a way of figuratively, again, holding up a mirror so that the others around the room see what's happening. Sometimes making a statement about a general observation of what's happening in a room can be enough to turn the tide. A statement such as, I notice that we're really delving into the details, or I know that we're having a discussion around what's going to happen, but we haven't identified any sort of plans for how we're going to manage the change with the people. You know, a task discussion versus a people discussion. That's an imbalance, and that's something that often naturally happens when there's a domination of a male perspective in an interaction or in a communication. Here's another tip that you can use when you are in that situation, and it's called appreciative inquiry. We've talked about it before in Monday Morning Detox. It's a communication skill for bringing forth an idea or feedback to someone else that does it in a gentle appreciation way rather than maybe the Sheila Bear approach. It begins with saying something appreciative and positive about what you may have seen before, and then communicating a follow-on feedback in the form of a question. So as an example, let's say that you have an interaction where it seems like someone is ramrodding a decision or driving it home. You might say, "Well, Jim, I appreciate the way that we're really driving to get the output going here, and we're likely to see results quickly. But I wonder, do you think there's some way that we need to pull in the players a little more conscientiously and ask them how it might affect them?" So that's an example of the appreciation. He's doing a good job at the details and the output, but a question that might bring in another side of it, in this case, the softer or the people interaction side. Go back to last week's list and look at the 9 leadership characteristics that are deployed by both men and women, and check them again, identifying what you might be able to do in order to flip things around when you do see the imbalance. How can you change it, and how can you raise a red flag? I'd love to hear from you as to what sort of experiences you're in. So for the week ahead, use the Monday Morning Detox to set that intent, the goal that fits into whatever works best for you. Take 4 minutes of meditative silence coming up with the music. Make it happen, and I hope you have a productive week. May you be happy, may you be productive, may you have a balanced week. Here's your music.